Listen, tell us what happened with your Super Bowl ring. I know it was in USA Today the day before yesterday.
Well, about 25 years ago, I was on an airplane, went in the restroom, washed my hands, left it on the sink. Pilot pleaded with the passenger who picked up the ring to return it two or three times. All to no avail. Time passes. Hope slides away, and I get the ring replaced. And about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I get a phone call from John Nitschke, Ray Nitschke's son, saying, Jerry, I know my dad wouldn't hawk his Super Bowl ring, and I don't think you'd sell yours. There's an auction in Chicago with your ring up for sale. Call the auction house, get the auction stopped, convert the guy over to helping us out. And he turned out to be a wonderful guy, a master of auction. Doug Allen purchases the ring, gives it back to me, and now we're going to auction my duplicate ring, the one that I bought to replace the original, and we're going to use the funds to help players who kind of fell through the pension crack in the NFL. They're probably 300, 400 guys, 350 guys that get between 128 a month and 400 a month. And then Mastro Auctions is going to conduct a massive auction in 5 or 6 months, as soon as we get it together, of all the memorabilia, hopefully, from the Halas family, the Lambeau family, Lombardi, Merrill, all the way up and down the line. You can go to jerrykramer.com to bid on the duplicate ring that is Super Bowl One ring, and stay in touch with all of our auctions and everything that's happening. So eventually and ultimately, Nick, the ring disappearing for 25 years might end up being a wonderful opportunity to create some funds for some guys who are having a bit of a problem now.